Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Time for your entertainment buzz. TV Guide Magazine's Matt Rausch joining me, and let's talk about the wild world of streaming and just what a big impact it's made in our lives and entertainment. Specifically, Breaking Bad, a huge show for AMC, but really popularized on Netflix when everybody could binge.
Yeah, you know, when in the big story of Breaking Bad, which now, of course, is continuing on Netflix with a brand new movie that's going to come out in October, built around the Jesse Pinkman character. But when Breaking Bad began, it was very low rated on AMC. It was a big, risky show. But once it began to stream on Netflix is when people really began to notice it. So the final seasons on AMC really took off in the ratings because the show had become a streaming sensation on Netflix. Now it's coming full circle to where this sequel movie, which had been long rumored, it is called El Camino, a Breaking Bad movie. And like I said, it's the story of Jesse Pinkman after he drives off at the end of Breaking Bad as Walter White is dying. And so we find out what happens to Jesse afterward. It's going to be this movie that's going to premiere on October 11th on Netflix. We don't know too many details about it. It was filmed in pretty much secrecy with a different title in Albuquerque. Probably the best movie sequel that we're looking forward to since HBO gave us the Deadwood movie a couple of months ago.
A lot of people, like myself, have cut the cord with cable or satellite and gotten by with just Netflix and Hulu, but that's getting harder and harder as other companies have their own streaming services, and the big one is going to be Disney Plus.
Yeah, I have a feeling that most everybody who's really adapted into the streaming world is going to have to add this to their bill. And it's only going to be $6.99 a month, which is a lot cheaper than Netflix is right now. Disney is going to be a big player here. They have announced over the weekend at a big Disney Expo that the premiere date, the launch date for this streaming service is going to be November 12th. And on November 12th, they're going to have quite a few things already up and running, including a new series that's from the Star Wars universe, Star Wars being one of the big selling points here. Star Wars, Pixar, Marvel, they're all going to have original series. They're going to have the entire Simpsons library because they've acquired 20th Century Fox. Be more family-friendly, I think, focused than some of these other services. I don't think you're going to be seeing R-rated product on this particular service. Disney's putting its full marketing muscle behind it coming November 12th.
And that is Matt Rausch of TV Guide Magazine joining us on KMOX.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.